You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology.
The most interesting thing in tech? Big news in the world of antitrust. There's a report that seems extremely well-sourced in the New York Times that the Department of Justice will soon bring an antitrust case against Google. Most likely, by the end of September. This is a huge deal. We've known for a long time that the Department of Justice is running an antitrust investigation. We've known for a long time it was likely that they would bring a case. We've known that it was likely that the case would probably involve abuse of market power, would probably involve manipulation of ad markets, but we didn't know it was quite so close. We learned a couple other things, though, in this story. One is that the reason it appears to be coming is that William Barr, the Attorney General, has said, get this done by the end of September. And the career lawyers in the Justice Department have said no. In fact, they wrote hundreds of pages in a memo arguing that they needed more time. That in order to win the case, in order to prosecute the case effectively, they needed more time to think it through. But Barr said no, push ahead. So that leads to the question, why is Barr saying push ahead? Well, maybe it's because lawyers are lawyers and career lawyers can move slowly. Department of Justice wants this to happen. Let's get going. Also, technology changes all the time. Speed is not your ally when you're preparing an antitrust case against a fast-moving tech company. However, that's a pretty charitable interpretation of Barr's motives. The less charitable interpretation would be there is a presidential election in November, and it will quite possibly work to Donald Trump's advantage to put forward an antitrust case shortly before the election. Well, that's not a great thing. That's not how the Department of Justice should work, particularly on something as important as an antitrust case that could break up one of the biggest and most important companies in this country, one of the companies that is defining the way technology works and the way our mind works. It is really important to get this case right. Matters a lot in a million ways for people's jobs, for the economy, left and right. This should not be a political issue. My contention from the beginning is that the legal merits of an antitrust case against Google are legitimate in many, many ways. The economic arguments against Google are also strong. I do think capitalism would work better without as much power centered in so few tech companies. But I've also had another contention, which is the United States government, dysfunctional as it is right now, would probably screw up an antitrust case against Google. And the story just makes me think that even more. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily. Quantic is transforming higher education to suit modern students and future leaders. stuck at a desk, listening to pre-recorded lectures, following along with endless slides. It's outdated. Quantic brings the traditional MBA to life with a focus on innovation and technology with a mobile-first, network-driven approach, allowing you to learn on your schedule and alongside leaders from the world's top companies. Delivered on our award-winning interactive software in a micro-lesson format, you'll receive personalized feedback every 8 seconds, not at semester's end. Transformative leaders need transformative education to make real change. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more about the modern MBA.